Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s, a public-supported radio show going on 6 years on KFOX Redondo Beach. Today's topic is called the astrological circuit, so I'm going to prove to you today how and why astrology works and how you can prove it for yourself. The astrology circuit. Which is a critical, critical topic. I'm very excited about this topic because as far as I'm concerned, it is the one main way that you can prove that astrology does definitely work. The astrological circuit is a very simple philosophy to understand. If you just are a little patient and give me a little of your time today, I will try to explain to you how the astrological circuit works. Very simply, when you are born, you have a very special vibration that occurs during your birth. A very, very special, unique set of planetary circumstances that goes on right at your birth. You know, like I reiterate and I talk about this over and over again, how everyone has 11 factors in their chart and you can spend the rest of your lifetime trying to understand that magic 11, the magic power of 11. And it's not difficult. You know, you remember in your astronomy classes, there are 9 planets, including the Earth, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. We've all heard them many times. You're also aware that in the astrology chart, because we live on Earth, we're not as concerned with where Earth is. We are more concerned with the other planets from our point of view and where they are located in space. Okay? So basically, you know, when you take a look at an astrology chart, what you are looking at is where the planets, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, also where the Sun and where the Moon are astronomically located, you know, as far as their navigational location is in space from the Earth's point of view. And that is really what a chart is. Literally, when the baby is born, or any new idea is created on this planet or any kind of birth of any kind of creature occurs, then there is an astrological circuit that is assigned to that entity the moment it begins its life, the microsecond that it begins its life. That's why if we could zero in on anything, as far as knowing exactly what that time of birth is, if we know exactly what that moment of birth is, then we can zero in exactly where your planets are, and then we'll have your chart and know your circuit. Now, a lot of people have doubted astrology throughout the centuries, and a lot of people have problems with trying to prove how it works, and many people are skeptical and they're into generalizations. They're not qualified or aware enough to handle the complexities of those 11 factors, you know, because all we're talking about here are the 8 planets besides the Earth, right, where they are in the sky when you're born, the Sun and the Moon, where they are in the sky when you're born, and what that magical ingredient that all of it is funneled through, which is called the rising sign, which is the sign in the eastern horizon, what energy is on the eastern horizon when that entity is born, when the baby starts breathing, and that is also very vital. You know, when we zero in on this information, then we understand which astrological circuit you have to live with your whole life. Now, you know what? What is incredible about astrology is that during the course of your life, there will be moments, if you follow astrology, where suddenly you'll notice that there are a lot of planets in the sky that are moving that suddenly come to that area in outer space that is your area. In other words, like I know my numbers, you know, like I'm smart enough, thank God, to practice and learn astrology, that I have taken the time to memorize, which every good astrology student should do, what my 11 factors are. Hey, I know darn well my moon 17 Scorpio. I know Pluto is 12 Scorpio right now, 5 degrees off it. I know I have Pluto at 14 Leo, Sun Mercury at 18 Leo, and Saturn at 25 Leo, with Venus and Mars between 10 and 13 Leo. They're moving on my Leo stellium right now. I know I have Venus at 5 Cancer, Uranus at 2 Capricorns right opposite it. And I know that I have Neptune at 10 Libra, and Saturn and Neptune in Capricorn are both square it right now, exactly. Okay, so I know my numbers. You know, I know Mars is 15 Libra, and my rising is 20 Libra, and my Uranus is 29 Gemini, and my Jupiter is 19 Sagittarius retrograde, and that's everything. That's my Libra, my Scorpio, my Sag, my Gemini, my Cancer, my Leo, and my Libra, like I said. So I know my chart. You know, and the beauty about astrology and where we really know that it works and it's proven is when the planets somehow, some way, and it doesn't have to be the exact planets, but oftentimes it is, you know, whenever anything moves into space over something in our chart. I want to make this clear. See, there's a Venus-Mars square going on right now. Venus and Mars in Leo is square Pluto in Scorpio. Now, I was a person born during a Leo-Scorpio stress with Sun, Mercury, Saturn, and my Pluto all square my moon in Scorpio. So I was born at a very similar moment. You see, I want to tell you something. When the planets are in space and they're in aspect in a certain way that is exactly the same that the planets in your chart aspect themselves, then you literally feel the pulse of the circuit that existed when you were born. You know, this is a very, very important topic because you know what happens when you have what we call this particular transit or this particular mobile, fluid, liquid moment that occurs where suddenly planets in the sky are very similar and very close to where the planets are in your chart at birth, then the circuit of your cells, the astrological circuit, is lit up to a point where your karma activates itself, okay? So we find that the times that we are the most stressed, the most worried, the most concerned, where activity seems to propel, where relationships are made and broken, when we come to grips with our purpose in life, our meaning in life, our self-worth, our self-esteem, self-destructive behavior, we come to grips with our attitude, with people we know and love, and suddenly where life seems to be going fluidly and everything seems to change. And I got a call from my pal Laurel this morning, who's also an astrologer. She said to me, "Do you feel the Venus and Mars in Leo on her Leo stellium and square her Saturn in Scorpio on my Leo stellium and square my moon in Scorpio?" And I said, "Laurel, you better believe I feel that puppy, because we are literally feeling an energy." In other words, babies are being born right now as I speak with a very similar karma that Mr. Farley Mallorys and anyone on this planet that has Leo Scorpio stress has, because our charts are all being lit up by this circuit. You know, and that really is the proof in the pudding. And you know, in the old days, before I knew about astrology, pre-1970, I used to have my moments where for some reason life would be going along at a blissful, happy, no problem type mode. And then all of a sudden you'd wake up on the wrong side of the bed, or all of a sudden you'd find out yourself is burdened with all these details. The car breaks down, you got final exams in school, your girlfriend leaves you with another guy, half your friends are on drugs, you have an alcohol problem or whatever, and it all seems to come to a head at one moment. You know, and that is when that astrological circuit takes off. You know, the reason why, one of the main reasons why I'm here every day on this radio station is because I have this power and I have this ability to read astrology. And what I'm trying to do is, because I am from Missouri, the show me state, and because I am the biggest doubting Thomas skeptic you'll probably ever meet. You know, I've already run this burden of proof for myself with astrology, and I've already come to the conclusion that it is real, that it works, that it's powerful, and that it's also important. And by selling people charts and teaching them their astrological cell circuits at birth, and then teaching them the transits and how to follow, you know, when I announce the planets at the beginning of the show, if I announce your numbers, any numbers that are yours, like I announced a 10 Capricorn today, hey, if you have 10 Aries or 10 Cancer or 10 Libra in your chart like I do, 10 Libra, then you're going to feel the fact that Saturn and Neptune are both at 10 Capricorn, and the moon in Virgo is at 10 degrees also. So number 10 right now is lit up in the chart no matter what you have at 10. If you have Leo at 10, then you're getting inconjuncts from that Capricorn conjunction. If you have Virgo at 10, you're getting trines, Libra's getting squares, Scorpio's getting a sextile, And it goes on and on. You know, when one planet up there occupies a number like 9, it affects every other 9 and every other sign for good or for bad. So astrology is definitely a science that is numerologically based with numerological foundation that is very, very powerful and very, very strong. And when I really, really, if I ever become a doubter or if I ever get insecure or have any setbacks, whenever the planets are in the sky, like around my birthday, like around the summertime, and I start to feel the Leo-Scorpio transits occurring, wow, it is such an incredible magnetic vibration that affects a person. It is unbelievable. It is truly unbelievable. And it is truly powerful. And we call this the astrological circuit, because when a planet in the sky goes over something in your chart, then it's like turning a switch on in your life. And if you're like me and you have like 5 or 6 planets going over something in your chart, then you get, and a major switch goes on, major, spelled M-A-J-O-R, where you suddenly feel like, oh my God, Jesus Christ, like what's going on here? Like everything's coming off the walls here. People are going crazy. You know, that's why when we talk about things like Saturn cycles, right? Like a person that's waited their whole life to turn 27, 28, 29, and 30, they are already having the Saturn return. They're already having Saturn located back in that circuit in space where they were when they were born. That's not counting the rest of the circuits that are being set up all the time by the Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, and the rest of the planets going over the rest of your chart. See, Saturn returns are only difficult because you're dealing with that Saturn circuit besides dealing with all the other circuits that are constantly being set off. Don't you see my point here? Same when you turn 40, when you go through that midlife crisis transit from 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43 years old, like a 5 to 6 year transit, not only are you dealing with the Uranus opposed Uranus and the Neptune square Neptune and the Pluto square Pluto and the Saturn opposed Saturn, but what about the rest of the circuits? See what my point? I'm already having the midlife crisis transit, then boom, here come the Leo transits, boom, here come the Scorpio transits, and then bam, here come the Cancer and the Virgo transits, right? So my chart's sitting there on fire like a Christmas tree, and that's why it's absolutely necessary, number one, to identify when you're having a circuit, number two, to try not to get too personally involved in what's going on in your life at the moment, because what we tend to do when these circuits light up is we tend to become face-to-face with our karma. And our karma usually is that which we crave, okay? The power which we seek, the obsessions which we want, the responsibilities we create, the disappointments that occur, the expectations, and the shattered dreams that are also accompanying that. Okay, so when you have the astrological cell circuit, sometimes everything drops in your lap at once. And then the universe says, okay, Farley, this is why you were born. Tackle it, babe. Do it. Handle it. Deal with it. You know, and Farley has a choice. Either run, hide, or face the music. Face the smoke and do it. Same with anybody else. I'm not alone here. You all live on this planet, this big magnet. You all have this astrological cell circuit from your 11 factors, and your charts are constantly being lit up. You know, like a lot of people are not aware of this, but every 7 years by itself, every 7 years alone, we have a Saturn cycle, no matter what happens. You can be like a Ted Koppel who's never probably had an astrologer sit down and go over his astrological circuit with him. Instead, he'll pull some person out of nowhere, throw him into a debate. You know, the one thing I hate about the way they present astrology in the media is it's always got to be prove it, you know. And there's always some weirdo like Amazing Randy there trying to show us why it doesn't work. You know, when the easy way to prove astrology does work is just to bring somebody in there with their chart and the astrologer, him and the astrologer, vulnerable to the world, and let the astrologer talk about this circuit, this natal effect that occurs at birth and how it's being set off. You know, like if I'd like to have a show with Ted Koppel, right, on Nightline, where his chart is lit up with like 7 conjunction transits. You know, guys having a midlife crisis plus 6 conjunctions, and talk to him about how happy he is in his life right now. No way. You know, I'm telling you something. I don't care how spiritual or how blissful or how together you think you are, if you are in a position where you are having a heavy astrological circuit transit, then you are going to be put in a position that you may feel pain whether you want to or not. And it's either going to be mental, emotional, physical, or spiritual. You know, a lot of people will go to the bottle, of course, or to the dope, or to gambling, or sex, or, you know, something, TV, movies, to try to get away and run from this transit. But what we're being asked to do is face up to our emotions and deal with them, process them, and face up to our dreams and face up to the responsibility we've created. Ask ourselves the question, make the choice. Do you really want this in your life? Yes or no? Or do you want to just leave it hanging? If you don't want the house, sell it. You know, if you don't want the car, get rid of it. If you don't want the boat, get rid of it. You want to be married? Yes or no? You know, like we're constantly being asked through these astrological circuit transits whether we want to deal with our karma or whether we want to absolve it and process it and send it into the light and say goodbye to it, make a peace with it. See? So it's absolutely vital and essential that if you want to learn astrology and you want to prove how it works, that you must learn your natal chart, number one, and memorize where your planets are. So what I want to teach you is how to feel the transits yourself, where you won't even need an astrologer. You know, where you can be so evolved, you'll be your own astrologer. Like Laurel, my friend, my apprentice, someone that I trained, you know, that follows the transits now, and when she has one, she knows it. She calls me up. She says, Farley, I know why I feel really weird today now because of this transit that I'm going through. It's a lot better to explain why you feel like dirt than to just feel like dirt. You know, going to get therapy is one thing, but knowing why you're getting therapy, knowing that things are coming up out of the woodwork, knowing that you are in a hot karma time is really the issue. And when that astrological circuit occurs, and I'll tell you something, when you're born, of course, the planets will never ever come back in your lifetime exactly to where they are when you were born. But I'll tell you something, other planets will trigger those areas in your chart real close. You know, and I might wake up in the morning and see a stellium in Libra, a stellium in Leo, with a Scorpio moon out there and a planet in Sag, and say to myself, oh my God, you know, that's my chart. You know, even though they're not all the same planets I do have that Leo stellium, the Libra stellium, and the moon in Scorpio and the planet in Sag, and if those transits all occur, then my karma is running hot, and that's when your life takes off. And I'm telling you something, when your life takes off, it's always for better or for worse, of course, it depends on your own choices, but at least you know when it's karma time. A lot of you sit around and you wait. You know what you're waiting for? You're waiting for that circuit to be switched on. The question is, are you going to be able to handle it when it does switch on? A lot of you wait to become famous. A lot of you wait for successful careers. A lot of you wait for powerful relationships or for real estate or home or residence or money or children. Then finally that astrological cell circuit switches on and it happens. Then in retrospect, a lot of you look back and you go, I didn't realize it was going to be like this. I didn't know taking care of these kids was going to be so hard. I didn't know it was so much responsibility in this career, about to have a heart attack here. I didn't know that I was going to be such a pain paying this mortgage off. And I didn't realize that trying to tackle this relationship was going to be so intense. You know, it's funny how we ask for these things, and then when the planets go over the planets in our chart, or especially when they square them or opposition them, right? Bingo, that circuit turns on, and it's karma time, kids. And when that happens, it's time to deal with your life. That's what it's all about. The soul is visiting this planet to evolve, and it evolves through experiences. And those experiences are filled with positive and negative, good and evil. It's a balance. So it's up to you to make the choice. And the choice is usually between your spirit and what's beyond it. That's really what the choice is always there. It's either your spirit or something beyond the spirit. It's usually reduced just to that. And I actually prefer to choose the spirit if I'm smart enough to recognize the choice when it occurs. Okay? How's that for a cute topic? Yeah! All right, we're going berserk today on the Astrology Hour. Having a great time. And this is Astrological Metaphysical Radio.